So this week we are joined in the studio by Jerry Bryant, who is a security program manager here at Microsoft in the support organization. Why don't you go ahead and kind of intro yourself a little bit and give the audience some background on yourself.
Yeah, my name is Jerry Bryant. I'm a security program manager on the product support services security team. We're a worldwide team consisting of program managers in several regions focusing on security response and readiness.
How long have you been with the security group?
Since November of 2005.
Okay, so it's been a pretty recent thing then.
Yeah, fairly recent.
Yeah. What did you do before that?
Before that, I worked with the MVP program, which is the Microsoft Most Valuable Professional. I ran the security part of that program for about 4 years.
Okay, so it sounds like you've always been kind of entrenched within the security realm in a way.
Yeah, in that job I spent a lot of time in the public community.
Cool. So coming from essentially a background where you had a lot of perspective from the community, a community-based perspective, how do you think that that's played into your current role?
Well, one of the things that I'm responsible for are partnerships, and that is, with the AV partners. We work with governments. We work with ISPs and et cetera. So along with that, we still work with the community directly. I work with MVPs directly and various community spaces that I monitor for daily activity around, malware incidences and vulnerabilities, that kind of thing.
Cool. So it sounds like you get a lot of feedback from various different areas of focus, essentially.
Yeah, so one of our primary roles within the security response process that's basically managed by the Microsoft Security Response Center, the process is called a SERP, which stands for Software Security Incident Response Process. And whenever there's some kind of a public vulnerability out there, we kick this process off, and there's members from PSS Security, the MSRC, the product teams all come together to try to figure out the issue and what we're going to do about it. But one of the primary things in there is what we call a watch partner. So PSS Security is one of the primary watch partners as far as we watch support volumes, we watch all of the different partner segments that we work with, including the community, just for different triggers, that kind of thing. What's going on out there? What do we need to supply back?
Right. Things to come, essentially, almost. How much of your job is reactive versus proactive?
I would say right now we're probably 60-70% reactive. And the proactive part is essentially around one segment of what our team does, which is readiness activities around upcoming bulletin releases. So all of that is, we start 28 days before the, Super Patch Tuesday, as some people refer to it. We start our readiness activities 28 days before then. And basically that is getting all of PSS ready, so the various platform support groups that we're releasing patches for, Exchange or SQL Server or Windows, whatever. We work with those teams to get them up to speed on the bulletins that are coming.
Cool. So does that cover a lot of – well, it sounds like it covers a lot of both internal and external training and communications and that sort of thing, I assume.
Yeah, for that it's mainly internal. We don't, obviously, for legal reasons, we can't communicate a lot of what's coming up, outside of Microsoft. Mm-hmm. It's just something we can't do because, as soon as people get wind of the types of security issues that we're going to patch, they start hammering on those components to try to figure out what it is that's wrong with it so they can develop exploits.
Right. So then what about after the Patch Tuesday? Then is there external communications that are built after
Right. So starting actually the Thursday before Patch Tuesday, we start sending out heads up information on, you know, very general information on how many bulletins we're planning on releasing and what platforms they impact. And so if we're going to release several Windows bulletins, you know, we'll say, yeah, you know, we're going to release three Windows-related bulletins, and we'll tell the audience that the maximum severity rating on those bulletins is critical, for example. We won't say, you know, there's two criticals and one important. We'll just say that at least one of them is critical. And then we obviously release information about the, you know, more detailed information about the bulletins when on the day of release. And then our team also has several internal and external partner security briefings. So we brief the premier organization, and we are briefing all of our external security partners as well.
Okay. So then, one thing I've noticed in the years past, a lot of the bulletins used to be only available through a manual series of clicks. But it seems like a lot of the newer critical updates and such are actually being pushed through AU or automatic updates now. Is that pretty much the case for the most part?
Right. So, yeah, you know, customers have the ability to enable automatic updates on their computers, which will, you know, they can set the time, you know, of day that they want those updates to come down to their machines. But, yeah, every security update that goes out, regardless of the severity rating of that particular update, is pushed out by Windows Update or Microsoft Update as a high priority update. So any security related issue will come down through automatic updates for those who have it enabled.
Cool. And then just kind of go back to external communication after the Patch Tuesday. Do those include some work with the content team to get the KB article itself published? It kind of details X, Y, and Z.
You know, our team doesn't do a whole lot of work with the KB article security content team to, you know, develop the actual articles. But what happens is, you know, we also monitor post-release issues for security bulletins. So if there's a bulletin that goes out and there's a lot of install failures or something like that, our team is responsible for tracking and reporting on those. So let me back up. After a bulletin release, we have 1 day, 3 day, 7 day, 10 day reports that we do on those bulletins. And along the way, when we start to see problems with those particular bulletins, then we'll work with the content team to make sure, and the product teams to make sure that those known issues are documented in the KB article.
Cool. So then, kind of as you're tracking those few days after the patch there, is a lot of that kind of gauged on call volumes, support incident volumes, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so the primary indicator is call volumes. So in the consumer space, you know, we might get a lot of web cases as well. So we generally report them as cases. And the other indicators are we go out to our partners, especially those in the community, the MVPs, and, you know, ask them, you know, what they're seeing. Because if there's a serious issue, you know, they're usually going to see it there as well. So we kind of combined all of these sources together to kind of give us an overall feel for the extent of the issue and what we need to do about it.
I would imagine that being in a role like this, you're always trying to stay one step ahead of those that are trying to expose the vulnerabilities and such. How is that it's got to be a challenge, I imagine.
Well, our particular team isn't really responsible for that aspect of it. That's really the MSRC, and definitely we're always, you know, trying to stay one step ahead. You know, what we do is respond to any issues that come up. So we've kind of transitioned now from one aspect of what our team does, which is readiness and response around security bulletins, to the CERT process, which I mentioned earlier, which is readiness and response around public vulnerability reportings, that kind of thing. So our team, you know, it's very similar to what we do with post-bulletin release issues. We monitor our watch partners. We monitor cases, and we, you know, basically report this stuff back to the core team that the MSRC has put together, and so that we can determine, you know, the overall impact and what needs to be done.
So they take care of a lot of the initial setup and the initial patching and that kind of thing, and then your team basically kind of acts like the watchdog in a way after the fact.
In a way, I guess that's
it's probably simplifying
accurate,
it. I'm sure.
Yeah, the MSRC is the receiver of the reports. They're responsible for triaging. They work with the SWI team, the Secure Windows Initiative team, to validate the proof of concept code, that kind of stuff. And, you know, once they've validated it and determined that, yes, this is a problem, they pretty much will initiate the CERT process. PSS Security can also initiate the CERT process if we get a customer case in, you know, because we do a lot of the support group does a lot of incident response.
Right.
And when those cases come in and the engineer working with those companies realizes, hey, this is something new, it's an active exploit, they can raise the flag and we come together in the CERT process. So
very cool. Very cool. Well, it definitely sounds like you've got a pretty interesting life within Microsoft here. What kind of stuff do you do when you're not around here?
Well, you know, as my 13-year-old daughter would probably tell you, I'm a geek. So, you know, at home, I, you know, have lots of computers and lots of monitors, and I'm always into the latest gadgets. In fact, you know, in the last year, I'm now on my sixth Windows mobile device, just not because they wear out, because I get tired of them or I see something new and I have to have that, you know, next device. So actually, I think I'm going to settle on this particular one. But
yeah, that's definitely, it's pretty amazing how quickly things advance. I mean, within 3 months, almost, it seems like, you know, your last mobile device is outdated.
Yep.
So I'm kind of curious, when you bring up the Windows mobile devices, how much of the security response and such is based on mobile devices anymore? Is that becoming more and more of an issue? You guys seeing that kind of thing, or is it all mostly desktop and laptop based?
You know, I wouldn't count it out, but you know, a while back there was some viruses released, you know, and some of the AV vendors have developed products for mobile devices, but we don't really see a lot of issues on mobile devices today. Not to say that it won't happen tomorrow.
Right. Right. Cool. Well, thank you very much for coming in the studio and talking with us. And it's definitely some really interesting stuff that you do day to day. And definitely let us know if you'd like to hear more about these types of topics surrounding security, or even some feedback on any other topics you'd like to hear us talk about. There is an Ask For It form link there on our podcast site. Feel free to go ahead and submit any comments and feedback, and we look at those every day. And we certainly appreciate it. All right, and definitely thank you again, Jerry, for coming out to the studio and talking with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's my pleasure to be here. And if anybody listening to this podcast has any questions for me, feel free to send me email at jbryant, that's J-B-R-Y-A-N-T, at microsoft.com, and I'll try to get back to you.
Cool. Thanks for tuning in.